Now, new, live, and local, and every weekday from 8 to 9 a.m. This is the show talking about what you want to know, what you need to know, and part of Woof Boom Radio's mission to use our voice to build our community. The all-new Delaware County Today, now on WMUN, the talk of Muncie. Here's your host, Director of News Operations and lead morning anchor, Steve Lindell.
Tuesday, April 23rd, Braun gone. We'll see tonight at 7 o'clock on radio. 8:30 this morning in studio, Delaware County 10th anniversary of a very special event. Pacers tonight, 8 p.m. on radio. And today for lunch, Gator Bites smoked. Hi, hello, and good morning, Steve Lindell. Hello, Addison, Illinois, a new listener. Indianapolis is on. Mama is listening in Minnesota. Say hi to Roger when he comes out of the bedroom there. Probably not wearing his pants first thing in the morning. It's coffee time at the Mama House in Minnesota. Let's talk about our weather first with meteorologist for WMUN, Paul Poteet.
A cold front is coming today, but it will take its time getting here, so I don't think the rain will really kick in until at least about 3 this afternoon. Increasing cloudiness and breezes till then. A high temp of 65. The rain should end around sunset tonight, about a third of an inch expected, and then an overnight low of 41. Will be partly to mostly cloudy on Wednesday, only 53. Clearing out and cooling down with some patches of frost Wednesday night into Thursday morning, 34. Sunshine Thursday, but only 57. Finally, the 60s Friday and 70s this weekend with shower and storm chances.
Thank you much, Mr. Poteet. 807. Gas prices affect everybody. Apparently, they might be going down, but filling up your tank is probably something you don't always look forward to. John Herrick has this on where prices might be headed.
Prices jumped in some parts of Indiana to as high as $3.79 a gallon last week.
It's certainly possible that if we do get another cycle here in the next couple of weeks, it may actually be lower than that $3.79 that we saw at a lot of stations late last week.
Gas Buddy's head of petroleum analysis, Patrick DeHaan, says oil refineries are not dealing with major issues, and tensions have been easing up between Israel and Iran, which is helping prices drop. He says it's best to wait as long as you can before filling up. John Herrick, Network Indiana.
808 on WMUN News Talk, Sports Talk, Community Talk. We're the talk radio of Muncie. End of the hour, it's another Doggy Dean's List. We always look forward to that alliteration. Now let's get serious, get our local news summary. These stories and more airing on all of our stations in East Central Indiana this morning and now on WMUN. Tonight, another debate for Indiana governor candidates. 7 until 8:30 p.m. We'll carry it live here on WLBC as the Indiana Debate Commission event has all candidates scheduled to appear. There's a new leader coming to Muncie Animal Care and Services, but we don't know why. We asked Mayor Ridenour over the weekend for the reason for the departure of the most recent leader, and he texted, quote, "We try to avoid comments on HR activities," unquote. Joshua Talby is the new director beginning April 30th. By now, you likely know that the House passed 4 acts this past weekend. One was not. 6th District Congressman Greg Pence.
Well, the other 4 passed on what they like to call a bipartisan basis. The Border Security Act or Catastrophe Act failed because, and I'm going to say it, the Democrats voted against securing the border.
The ones passed are funding for other countries' various efforts and move on to the Senate from yesterday on WMUN News Radio. If you went to the Children's Museum in Indianapolis to watch the eclipse April 8th, you may have been exposed to measles.
The Marion County Health Department says the infected person was not from Indiana. No cases have been confirmed yet, but the latest you could see possible infection spring up is April 29th. Symptoms include fever, cough, runny nose, tiny white spots inside of your mouth, or a rash that starts at your hairline. The County Health Department says if you don't have your vaccine, now might be the time to take care of it. Donnie Burgess, Network Indiana.
Tomorrow, the Madison County Minority Health Coalition will host Tall Cop Jermaine Galloway at the Anderson Impact Center. His program, High in Plain Sight, reveals products and tactics of drug abuse unnoticed and going on right before us. The program is geared to professionals working with addiction. The 6'9 police veteran on what attendees will learn.
So it's going to highlight, yeah, some products and things that are being sold, things that you see in Indiana and across the country and your neighboring states too, like Michigan and stuff like that, but also why we're seeing what we're seeing.
10 a.m. start, $20 admission includes lunch and education. Anderson Impact Center is at 630 Nickel Avenue in Anderson. The link for tickets is on our news webpage. Brett Busby, WMUN Radio News.
Never trust anyone after lunch. A study by Harvard and the University of Utah found people tend to be a lot more honest in the morning. Our self-restraint is stronger in the morning because our energy stores are higher. A lot of visitors, but about 70,000 less than predicted.
We had just shy of 30,000 visitors to Delaware County who came in to see the eclipse.
Muncie Mayor Dan Ridenour from social media last week, he did not cite how those numbers were computed. How your lawmakers voted. Kurt Darling reports on the passage of a massive aid package group for foreign allies.
The package is worth $95 billion. It's meant for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, and got full support from House Democrats and 101 House Republicans. Not among those was Indiana's Victoria Spartz.
We still will go with blank checks and slush funds, and unfortunately, this strategy failed the American people.
She claims the bill gives President Biden permission to write blank checks to our allies. She, Jim Banks, and Jim Baird all voted against it. Kirk Darling, Network Indiana.
Solar meeting. In case you missed this story from late last week.
I'm Peter Killeen. You can't put solar anywhere you want will be the topic of a League of Women Voters of Muncie, Delaware County public meeting at 1 p.m. on Saturday, April 27th. It's happening at the Kennedy Branch Library in Muncie, and it's free.
Josh Kaufman concert coming to downtown Muncie as part of Fire Up Downtown. The show's at 8 p.m. on September 21. The events are spread over two dates this year and later in the year as opposed to that August event for Fire Up before. More info coming soon. Urgent note yesterday to WLBC News, the Parks Board will hold a special meeting regarding Prairie Creek dock and campsite leases. Tuesday, April 30th, 6 p.m., City Hall Auditorium, no reason given. Mental health help. Mayor Ridenour.
The city of Muncie has hired some Muncie Police Department social workers. So Kayla Trumbo and Dr. Sally Archer-Jones, they started this week. Both are licensed social workers. They're working full-time with the Muncie Police Department. Their objective is to build relationships with the community and assist with the mental health and addiction needs of our community.
From a social media post last week, Fort Wayne has a new mayor. Kurt Darling reports on who Democrats selected to finish Tom Henry's term.
You may recall that Tom Henry passed away a few weeks ago. He had just been elected to a fifth term. To finish that term, Democrats caucused and selected Sharon Tucker.
You've entrusted in me a heavy job, and it doesn't weigh light on my shoulders.
She had been a Fort Wayne City Councilwoman. She's the first black and female mayor of the Allen County City. She'll serve until 2027. Kurt Darling, Network Indiana.
The full moon in April is commonly referred to as the pink moon, which will shine its brightest tonight. It would be neat if the moon turned a bright shade of pink for April, but that's not the origin of its name, according to the old farmer's almanac. On the way into work this morning, that moon was bright through some haziness. It'll be interesting to see, and I might snap a picture first thing tomorrow morning of what that looks like and put it up on the social media. Coming up in a moment, remember that Muncie knife attack story we had on? We have an update and we know more. Plus, separate story, but also Muncie out of the hospital and straight to jail. That coming up in a moment on WMUN.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at getethos.com. That's getethos.com.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com.
Sponsored. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online at hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation to determine the ED medication that's best for you. Discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and a range of treatment options, including trusted generic alternatives to the name brands, at up to 95% off. ED is personal, and at Hims, so is treating it. Just go to hims.com/joy and get connected to a licensed medical provider online for free. With zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
Are you kidding me? Gas prices are up again? Somebody has to do something.
Well, someone did. That's why I use Upside.
Upside? What's that?
It's a free app that pays you back real money for every gallon of gas or diesel you buy. I just earned 25 cents back on every gallon of this tank.
Hold on. So the Upside app is free and you actually get cash back every time you use it? No strings attached?
Yep, it's awesome. Check it out. It only takes a couple of minutes to sign up.
Instead of just watching your dollars go into your tank, start putting money back into your wallet with the free app from Upside. With the price of gas today, it's big news and big money. To cash out of your Upside cash, just transfer it to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card. Upside users have already earned over $200 million. Now it's your turn. Download the free Upside app and get cash back on every gallon of gas. Use promo code AUDIO for an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first fill up. That's code AUDIO. Use code AUDIO for an extra 25 cents per gallon back in your first fill up.
Live weekdays from 8 to 9 a.m. with replays later. This is the Daily Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
For the first time in my memory, I am mentioned in a press release, and they didn't ask my permission. I'll get to that in a moment. And then the other political story is Braun gone. Might be for good reason. Tonight, 7 p.m., we'll tell you what we know before the end of the hour. Let's go to the Pacers, the blue and gold, they trailed the Bucks by one game in their seven-game playoff series. Ryan Hedrick has the story here.
Head coach Rick Carlisle isn't making any excuses following his team's 15-point loss on Sunday, despite allowing Damian Lillard to score 35 points in the first half.
He's an experienced playoff sniper. 35 in one half. It's a great effort by him, but we're going to have to be much better.
Indiana trailed the Bucks by 30 points, and they can never recover, but Carlisle says their focus is on looking ahead.
This is about an attitude and a disposition that just simply wasn't there.
Game two is on Tuesday. Ryan Hedrick, Network, Indiana.
8 o'clock tonight is the pregame on WMUN. Yep, 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, and all the rest, including Alexa Command, play WMUN. All right, so you remember perhaps that Muncie knife attack, a break-in at an apartment, and then she was kept away from her boyfriend, locked out of the apartment. Do you remember this story? Dallas White was the one arrested, now 46. Just an update, being held under $20,000 bond in the Delaware County Jail, prelim charges, burglary and battery with a deadly weapon, okay? Now, the story, we knew that he was paroled. He was let out of jail early for the conviction from when he was 18. This is from the Star Press. In 1996, he fatally shot 55-year-old Sandra Bellamy at Pizza Junction. This was then at Madison Street and Weiser Avenue. The slaying took place during an attempted robbery. White was given the maximum at that time 65-year sentence by then-Judge Robert Barnett Jr. In 2005, the Court of Appeals ruled that 65 sentence should be reduced to 55 years, apparently a more standard penalty for a murder conviction. Now, previous reporting indicated the Delaware County prosecutor, the office, fought that parole. It's not mentioned in this version that I saw in the Star Press during show prep this morning, but the Delaware County prosecutor's office is to determine what, if any, formal charges will be filed in this particular case. Again, this is that knife attack at a Muncie apartment complex, and we'll see what happens there. Again, let out of jail, I believe, after serving 27 years of the 55-year sentence for that suspect, Dallas White. So there's the update that we know about. 821, here's the other Muncie story we wanted to tell you. You, I no doubt, recall that high-speed chase that was last week. Henry County started, and it ended up crashing in the intersection at Tillotson and McGalliard. It had that intersection closed for many, many hours. One died passenger in the suspect vehicle. The suspect that obviously, well, not obviously, but went to the hospital, we told you, was in, I thought, critical condition, has now been released from the hospital and went straight to jail, Delaware County Jail. Zachary Kane Antrim, 28, preliminary charges, resisting law enforcement, resulting in death, resisting law enforcement, resulting in serious bodily injury. There was another person that was critically injured, the bystander driving the other vehicle. Criminal recklessness, disregarding traffic control devices, and reckless driving. So we'll tell you what happens next in that case. And apparently, this is another probation story, if I'm reading this right from the Star Press. In Grant County, he was released on probation from a previous offense. We'll get some more data on that and share when we have that laid out. Now, next item here, the press release that Steve Lindell, that's me, is named and mentioned in. This just came across my desk yesterday afternoon. There's me and there's another individual who I do not know, also mentioned in here, Phil Boots. Remember the former state senator? Perhaps that rings a bell. Well, Phil Boots has offered to moderate, and the Noblesville Times has offered to host a 5th District Congressional debate between Chuck Goodrich and Victoria Spartz. If you didn't hear about this, over the weekend, the Spartz campaign, she is running for re-election in the 5th, as you know, issued a, hey, let's debate, Mr. Goodrich, just you and I, paraphrasing, but that was the premise of it. And Spartz asked for volunteers to support, broadcast, sponsor, be involved with that debate. I, as you full well know, moderated a candidate forum several weeks ago for the 5th Congressional District, and I certainly have offered since then for that and the 6th District and other political forays to get the information out to the people about voting information before the primary, and we'll do this again offer-wise and more prior to the general election, again, in the interest of the community and information to be shared with the voting public. Anyway, Steve Lindell has offered to host and moderate, it says specifically in the press release here. I was not asked permission for that to be. It's okay. In a manner of speaking, I guess I did offer, because I offer everybody that same thing. This is for the 5th. There's also the 6th District, League of Women Voters, Muncie, Delaware County, and others. certainly have been amenable. We've talked just a little lightly about the possibility of maybe doing that or other candidate forums and specifically debates after the primary, because then you're down to just the singular candidates for the various parties, etc. So it's easier to have a debate as opposed to a forum for that situation. You know, the candidate forum that we had several weeks ago, how many were there that night? I forget. 12? 9? A lot. Everybody running that was invited did decide to attend. We're very thankful that everybody attended that, and we hope that was useful. By the way, if you want to review any of that audio, it's still on our website and will be, I think, forever. WMUNMuncie.com, WMUNMuncie.com. If you search forum or candidate forum or maybe 5th District, I bet you'll find it faster. You'd have to do a lot of scrolling if you just did it manually. Anyway, so that is interesting. The other political note I have is about tonight's gubernatorial debate. That's a fun word to say. Will he show or will he not? Braun gone? We'll tell you what's going on with that. It's really a better tease than it is the end of the story, but we do want to cover that. And we'll carry that, too, as we've mentioned. Tonight, that one will land on WLBC. That's 104.1 FM. The command on the Alexa mom is play WLBC for that station in the Woof Boom Radio Group. Before we go to break, let's get a snapshot of our day today.
It's April 23rd, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. Today is World Book Day, proposed in 1995 by the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, also known as UNESCO, to celebrate books and reading. They chose April 23rd because several famous authors died on the day, including William Shakespeare. Also on this day, a new Coca-Cola hit store shelves in 1985. But it didn't go over very well. Soon afterwards, they reintroduced the original Coke as Coca-Cola Classic. In 1975, President Ford gave a speech at Tulane University and spoke of the Vietnam War.
By refighting a war that is finished, as far as America is concerned.
And in 1954, Hank Aaron knocked his first home run out of the park. He'd eventually go on to surpass Babe Ruth's long-standing record. I'm CJ Papa. That's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
Still to come this hour, our WMUN Word of the Day. Emily Guffey will use it in a sentence before the end of the hour. And we also have special guests booked next about a very special event going on now for a decade. Stand by, coming up on WMUN.
Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
I need two things for my breakfast, and Silk gives me both. I need to enjoy it, because meals are meant to be enjoyed, right? And I need it to fuel my morning. Silk has flavors, varieties, and recipes so anyone can make a breakfast they love. A smoothie, cereal, there are endless possibilities. My favorite, I like smoothies. I like salted peanut butter and snickerdoodle, if you hadn't noticed. And it's a good source of vitamins A, D, and E to help power you through your day. It's plant-based breakfast perfection. Learn more about Silk products at silk.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Behold the grandeur of WMUN's Quest for the Best, presented by Magna. Nominate and rally behind your cherished businesses at MuncieSQuestForTheBest.com. Whether it's a treasured pet groomer, a favored barber, or a boutique of distinction, nominate them without delay until tomorrow at MuncieSQuestForTheBest.com. Presented by Magna and the Talk of Muncie, WMUN.
urgent Camp Lejeune settlement message. On September 6th, the government announced it will soon begin providing fast, guaranteed settlements to Camp Lejeune Marines, families, and civilians. Awards will range between $100,000 and $550,000, with an option for higher amounts. If you or a loved one spent time at Camp Lejeune and suffered cancers of the bladder, liver, or kidneys, leukemia, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, Parkinson's, or kidney issues, you may qualify for compensation and could be paid within 60 days after accepting your settlement, with your VA benefits fully protected. You may be entitled to a significant financial award for your Camp Lejeune claim, but you must act now. Call the James Harris Law Camp Lejeune helpline now to get the compensation you deserve. We're already fighting for thousands harmed by the water at Camp Lejeune. Call now or you may forever lose your right to be awarded a settlement between $100,000 and $550,000. For your free evaluation, call 800-260-7979. That's 800-260-7979. 800-260-7979.
Listen to Delaware County Today on Alexa. Just enable the skill. Then say, Alexa, play WMUN. Now back to Steve Lindell.
Live radio, WMUN, Steve Lindell, 8:30. By the way, I found out who was listening yesterday in the East Coast. That was Tom Campbell, the voice of WMUN. He was traveling and he turned it on in his hotel room. I saw him on the Alexa map. All right, some more good news from some really good people doing incredible things in our community. It's called the Special Needs Prom. It's coming up in May, and I'll have you both introduce yourself starting right here. Go ahead.
Hi, I'm Lynn Hatfield.
And I am Mindy Kemper.
Mindy and Lynn, good to see you. Thanks for coming in this morning. You said busy, busy. How were you on the stoplights this morning?
I hit all of them.
So they were indeed stoplights. They weren't go lights today.
Yes.
Okay, we'll try and keep it positive. Lynn, start with the obvious. So the folks that don't know what the Special Needs Prom is, let's just go with that first, okay?
Okay. Well, it's called the Delaware County Special Needs Prom and Events. We are putting on our prom on May 18th from 5 to 8 at Horizon Center. And last year we had 800 people. But that's our biggest event. We put on like six or seven events through the year, but that's our major event.
When you started this, it wasn't 800 folks.
40. Well,
40.
10 years ago, 40.
Did you have any idea at that point that it would get to be what it is?
Absolutely not. Not at all. It kind of just blows me away. But it showed us what a need for it is.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So. Mindy, why do you do what you do to help with all these events for this particular great undertaking?
So I just absolutely love these individuals, and the world is perfect when I get to spend with them. So just to see them, interact with them, see them smile, give you a hug, that's the payment that I receive.
Mindy or Lynn, who wants to talk about this past weekend, what has already transpired, who wants to go there and what success we had with that?
So we put on, it's called Dress to Impress, and we give suits and tuxes to guys so they can wear to the prom, because we were hearing, oh, I don't have something to wear, so they weren't going to go. So this past week was the Dress to Impress, and it was amazing. I don't know how many people we had because it was so crazy, but I think everybody got a suit or a tux and a shirt and a tie, and that it was great.
And if anybody missed it, there's a makeup day or something?
Yes, it's on Thursday from 3 to 7 at the Community of Hope Church where the event was.
Okay. Community of Hope Church, not familiar. Where is that?
It's the old College Avenue Church.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Very good. Know that one. Very good. Steve Lindell here on WMUN. We invited them in today to talk about the 10th anniversary of this. You say it's a special event. It's beyond special. You talked about, Mindy, the smiles and the hugs. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of that that goes on, I assume, before, during, and after this cool event.
Absolutely. They are the joy of my life. You know, just being around them, seeing them dressed up, and they feel good about themselves, and the characters that we dress up really excites them. And just, you know, it's what I always say, there's 3 hours where the world's perfect when I get to spend it at the prom.
Pretty cool. Pretty cool. How do folks attend? I mean, how can they get tickets and decide to be there and so on and so forth?
Actually, there's no tickets. You can just show up. We do have a call line that you can call and RSVP. We're not very successful.
Why is that funny?
Because we had like 300 RSVP and we had 800 last year. So, I mean.
You don't know what happens till it happens.
Right, exactly.
And that's okay.
It is okay. Well, everybody's welcome. So it's okay. And we have no age cap. Last year we had a 95-year-old prom queen. And she was amazing.
Yes.
That's great. How do people find out how to attend? Is this just word of mouth? Of course, we're talking about on the radio, but, you know, do we go to groups, clubs, organizations and invite, or how does that work? I'm curious.
The majority of our, you know, advertising is through social media. We have a Facebook page, and a lot of people follow that. We have invitations that we've printed up, and so we were handing those out. But honestly, it's an event that people look forward to year-round. So, you know, if they participated last year, whether they were attending the prom or a volunteer, they're watching for the date to see when the next one is because it was so fantastic the year before.
All right, that's Mindy. And Lynn, again, you said the word events, plural, mm-hmm. was in the title of the official event. Mm-hmm. So what else happens with and around all of these things that you're doing?
Well, we became a 501 in 2018, and because we were paying for it out of our pockets. So then we started getting grants and more money, and we decided we wanted to have an event about every 3 months. So we'll have a nice, a big picnic. We're doing it in June this year. Okay. We usually have a trunk or treat, but I think we're doing something different now. It's a surprise. We're not telling people.
All right, very good.
And then we're having...
I can't keep a surprise, so don't tell me.
Then we're having a... We have a bowl into the new year, and then we have the dress party and suit party.
Great. Mm-hmm. Outstanding. Anything I haven't asked you to share with the community that you'd like people to know?
You know, because this is a free event, we do rely on donations, so it would be really appreciated. Since COVID, it's really hurt our donations, and so... if we don't make the money that we need to, we'll have to start paring down and maybe not offer as many events, but we really don't want to do that. So if they could go to our website and make a donation, that would be so wonderful.
Who wants to help with the URL so they know where they're going to? You want to tell me that?
www.delcospecialneedsprom.org.
All right, very good. Emily's writing that down really fast. She's going to put that with the podcast of this live radio interview. Lynn, last words to you about this.
We're just two moms of special needs children that saw a big need in our community for events for the special needs community after they age out or graduate or whatever. And that's how this all got started. And we just love the special needs community, and we want the whole Delaware community to be a part of this and to see what wonderful people that these are that we see. And it's amazing.
Good people mm-hmm. doing good things. Thank you for being good people doing good things. And I assume there's more than just the two of you. There's a lot of hands
there
involved.
There is now, yes.
Lots and lots of thanks to go around.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much for doing what you're doing. We'll continue with more Delaware County Today. Just a moment. WMUN.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With Venture X, earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy, and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges where you just check in and chill out. Open up a world of possibilities with Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Anthony, I'm in need of the freshest, finest ingredients.
Okay, sir.
I'm gonna make you an offer you can't refuse. Go get me a barbecue chicken pizza, and maybe, just maybe, I'll share it with you.
Where should I go?
Mancino's Pizza and Grinders, of course. It's my go-to place. You could say they know me there. Also, add garlic cheese bread to the list.
How do I find?
Mancino's. Everyone knows Mancino's Pizza and Grinders of Muncie on Bethel in front of Rural King.
You go into your shower feeling, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at Walmart.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Every hour of every day, Fox News Radio is there with the latest breaking news and information you rely on.
This is a Fox News alert.
I'm Lisa Brady.
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
With Fox News correspondents around the globe.
At the White House.
Ray Yingst in Kyiv.
On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The news that matters most to you. The top headlines, all in one place. America is listening to Fox News Radio.
Updates hourly on the talk of Muncie. The new WMUN.
FM, AM, and Alexa. Live daily and on demand at WMUNMuncie.com. Now back to Steve Lindell on Delaware County Today. Ron gone, or will he be? Tonight is the governor debate for the candidates, 7 to 8:30 p.m. All have agreed to be there. However, Mike Braun has a vote in D.C. The Washington, D.C. vote is scheduled for 1 p.m., and if completed in time, he may be able to return to Indianapolis for the 7 p.m. event start, but the Indiana Debate Commission says whether he's there or not, the debate goes on. I don't know if there'll be an empty podium up there or if they would take the podium away that he was to be standing at or whatever. We'll happen to find out together. We will cover that live on radio. We'll have it on WLBC tonight, the governor's debate from the Indiana Debate Commission. We agreed to carry that from 7 to 8:30 p.m. on 104.1 FM, HD1, and WLBC, the call letters for that Woof Boom station. And we will also try to put that link up on our social media, too, that you might be able to click it from wherever you are, whatever you're doing, so you have a lot of ways to become an even more informed voter. Next item, people are talking about the bridge. What's the status of the bridge collapse in Baltimore?
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. Democratic Maryland Representative Kwaise Mfume has introduced the Baltimore Bridge Relief Act. It's a bicameral, bipartisan bill which requires the federal government to fully fund a replacement of the Francis Scott Key Bridge, which collapsed recently after getting rammed by a container ship. But don't expect money for a new bridge anytime soon. The Port of Baltimore remains closed. An investigation is ongoing. That's to say nothing of the cleanup. Think of this as federal disaster aid from the government after wildfires, an earthquake, ice storms, or a big flood. GOP Oklahoma Representative Tom Cole is the new chairman of the House Appropriations Committee. He's in charge of spending taxpayer money. Immediate needs for the bridge are coming from the Department of Transportation, but Cole said that Congress may need to replenish that disaster fund. Then it will be on to possibly funding a new bridge. Cole wants to help, but has some words of caution. Quote, "Don't react too soon. Take your time. Make sure you get it right. I'm not in a hurry on this. I don't think it should become a political contentious matter," said Cole. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
Gator bites. I don't get to say that on the radio very often, but I do today because that's what's for lunch. Ivy Tech, Muncie Henry County campus, is sponsoring something called Ivy Tech Day today. In fact, right about now, the entire staff is apparently gathered for a breakfast event in the John and Janice Fisher building. That's for staff only. And then from 11 to 1, I will have the honor to be with them for a what we call live-action broadcast on one of our stations, 104.1 WLBC. will be right outside the George and Francis Ball Building, where I assume by now they are already smoking the alligator. I mean, that doesn't happen just in a blink of an eye. Speaking of eye, by the way, brace yourself. Chancellor Jeff Scott of Ivy Tech will be eating an eyeball from the gator. Let me repeat. At 11:30 this morning, the Gator Gobble Lunch by Chef Ryan from Chesterfield's Cafe will happen. And apparently anybody's welcome to have a sample. Then an hour later, this is at 12:30 if you'd like to be there to see this. Gulp. Chancellor Jeff Scott will eat an alligator eyeball. That will likely be live on the radio and or on the interwebs because, you know, you got to see that. Next up, here comes the heat. Not now, but eventually.
This is House Call for Health. A red flag on extreme heat. A recent report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention shows the majority of emergency room visits for heat-related illnesses like heat cramps, strokes, and sunburns occurred from May through September. Last year, all areas across the U.S. saw at least one day where heat-related ER visits were at an extreme level. Last July and August saw an almost 50% higher rate of ER visits compared to the average peak rate from 2018 to 2022. And more men between the ages of 18 and 64 went to the ER than women. Dr. Patrick McHugh is an emergency medicine physician at Cleveland Clinic Akron General in Ohio. He was not associated with the study, but tells Fox News Digital that extreme heat could be considered an invisible killer, in so much as many people become exposed and vulnerable to its dangers quickly and often without warning. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
On WMUN, pick the subject. Emily Guffey, my producer in the Axia Command Center, do you want to do Word of the Day or do you want to talk about a food fundraiser? You pick the subject. Which would you like to do?
I'll do the Word of the Day.
All right, Word of the Day is Seder. Go.
All right, Word of the Day. Rose invited her new boyfriend to her family's Passover Seder.
Well done. Look at you. Seder is S-E-D-E-R. Definition, a Jewish home or community service, including a ceremonial dinner held on the first or the first and second evenings of Passover in commemoration of the start, which, by the way, began at dusk, dawn, hold on a second. Oh, sundown. Sundown yesterday. So that's well done. Wow. Emily Guffey from the Smart Kids Club way back when in elementary school. Elementary or high school? Can you come on? Was it elementary?
It was indeed elementary school.
Okay, good. And how many people were in the Smart Kids Club? My words, not yours.
It was a bit interesting. We had third and fourth grade group together and fifth and sixth grade group together.
Yeah.
So probably around 30, I want to say.
Wow, really?
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations. Look at you. Excellent. Great work in the Axia Command Center as usual. Next item this morning on WMUN. Loud, scary, and some say disheartening.
Securing America.
Anti-Semitism is surging on college campuses. Demonstrations Monday, virtual classes over safety concerns and dozens of arrests at New York's Columbia University and at Yale with pro-Palestinian events at MIT and other universities. Demonstrators have also blocked traffic in California, Chicago, and New York, where NYPD Deputy Commissioner Michael Gerber says violence will not be tolerated.
People should be aware that if you cross that line and commit a crime, the NYPD will respond accordingly.
President Biden Monday in Virginia saying,
I condemn anti-Semitic protests.
The White House has also said that calls for violence and physical intimidation targeting Jewish students and the Jewish community are blatantly anti-Semitic, unconscionable, and dangerous. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
WMUN, an affiliate of Fox News Radio. Updates right around the top of the hour from campus happenings and also all the news of the day and the night. And that includes weekdays and weekends here on WMUN, 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, and the Alexa Command Play WMUN. Lighter side of news. Pancake breakfast. So the Little Broncos Academy Child Care and Preschool Center just sent me a note a moment ago, listening to WMUN. They're going to have a pancake breakfast this Saturday, 8 to noon. $10 proceeds go to help that place, the Little Broncos Academy, etc. So that's pretty good. And that's, by the way, where the breakfast will be held. 14400 West Daleville Road in Daleville, Indiana. That sounds delicious. Next item. Here come the pandas. But please hold the jokes about them being spies.
Take a pause.
A big announcement for the San Francisco Zoo from Mayor London Breed. She posted a video on X.
We have some cute, cuddly, black and white beauties coming to our city. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome pandas to San Francisco!
She negotiated a deal with China to get two pandas to the city next year. And Sedgwick County Zoo in Wichita, Kansas, was concerned about their elephant population.
Just like humans can have problems with fertility, we weren't getting any pregnancies.
But zoo elephant manager Lauren Ripple says they brought in a new adult bull elephant, and five female elephants are now pregnant.
We're going to have a really busy and an amazing 2025.
2025? Yep. Elephants have a long gestation period, 18 to 22 months before a birth. Let's just hope it doesn't come with morning sickness. Take a pause. Jill Nato, Fox News.
All righty. On WMUN, we hear everything in our reporting, and we're glad to share it with you. Tony Katz today, noon to 3 today every day on WMUN. Then later on, we go sports talk in the afternoon at 4 with our Mark Forrester. That's the Power Hour, 4 to 5 p.m., live and delayed. You can get it on WMUNMuncie.com. Next item, the Visa process. I'm not talking about a credit card here. A unique, confusing, and sometimes unexplainable process.
This is Fox on Justice. Sources tell Fox thieves from Chile popping up all over the U.S. are like ghosts. Police really don't know who they are or how to track them. The Biden administration could solve it tomorrow, we're told, by removing Chile from the visa waiver list. That, however, has not happened.
I literally cannot comprehend why the United States government is trying to protect Chileans who are coming in and breaking into our homes.
That's Orange County Prosecutor Todd Spitzer, who's seen an explosion of home burglaries allegedly committed by Chilean nationals. The same goes for wealthy neighborhoods in New York, Philly, Detroit, Phoenix, and more. Los Angeles Interim Police Chief Dominic Choi.
I can tell you that we have a significant increase in burglaries from organized groups that are outside this country.
Chile is the only Latin American country whose residents can enter the U.S. as tourists without a visa or criminal background check. Police say Chile should do a better job cooperating with the U.S. or lose its visa waiver. William Lajeunesse, Fox News.
Quick note here, Murpaw Shrine Club has a dinner Friday night with an unpronounceable shrimp dish. They know how to say it, but I don't. It's shrimp, E-T-O-U-F-F-E. Sounds pretty fancy.
Entouffé.
Sheesh. There goes Emily again. Thank you. All right, next item, last item. She's going to say it again, a doggy's Dean list.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A dog from California reunited with her family after being over 2,000 miles away makes today's Dean's List. Terrier mix Mishka had been missing for months from her home in San Diego. Her family was losing hope of ever seeing her again until they received a call about a stray dog found in Michigan whose chip carried her information. Mishka's humans, Merad and Elizabeth Homan, have no idea how their furry family member got to Michigan, but Merad just happened to be in Minnesota when they got a call about their sweet pup in Michigan, so he made the drive to pick her up. Elizabeth says despite the odds, their family never gave up on Mishka, putting up thousands of flyers around the neighborhood and sending out pleas on social media. Thankfully, after Mishka was found, she was examined, she was found clean, well-fed, and unharmed. We're so glad Mishka is back. Certainly a story of hope and never giving up. Janice Dean, Fox News.
And that'll do it for this morning's edition of Delaware County Today. Please tell a friend to listen. Why should you suffer alone? 8 to 9 a.m. live on WMUN. I'm Steve Lindell. Saturday on Page Turners, an author of Star Wars and Spider-Man books. What? That is from 8 to 8:30. Call Page Turner's The Broadcast Book Club. Today is book day. I wonder if Cam and TC are going to have a party. You know what? I think Cam is coming to the Gator thing. Cam's a big fan of the Gator, from what I've heard. Thank you for listening. Please do it again tomorrow. Please do it every day. We don't want to be by ourselves here. For Emily Guffey, who made multiple appearances in this morning's program. My producer in the Axia Command Center, I'm Steve Lindell. This is WMUN.